Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's humbling to know that the entire state is putting their hope in our football program and into my vision. And it's a challenge that we're willing to take on, and we're going to accept, and we're going to get it done.
What a year you had at App State. Mm-hmm. How do you take that here to Missouri and the SEC?
Well, I don't know exactly. You know, we had an incredible football team with guys who were united on the same mission. And that's where it starts, and that's what we've got to do here is we've got to get our locker room, our coaches, all of our support staff and organization on the same mission. And the quicker we can do that, the quicker we can get moving.
Eli, what's the challenge in going to a locker room last night in front of a bunch of young men who don't know you and trying to sell yourself to them and show them why you're the right guy?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is I don't sell myself. I just become genuine in who I am and lay the vision down. And the thing I told them was, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I chose to be here. And I'm going to work 365 days a year to build your trust and respect and earn your trust and respect. And that's what we're going to try to do. And it started last night. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's going to be investment over time. And that's what we got to do.
You mentioned the challenges of trying to, you know, keep a class together before the early period here. You kind of went through a similar thing last season, taking over a head coaching spot around this time of year. What kind of did you take away from that? How can you attack this next week or so?
Well, the good thing is I'm familiar with how this process is going to work, and I made mistakes last year that I'm learning from, and so I don't fall into those same traps again. And so I think experience is the best teacher, and I've got experience now, so that'll be a good thing.
Kind of learn from last year in terms of having the last year where you have to actually focus on the other side of the ball, being your offensive guy.
Yeah, biggest thing I learned was coffee is your friend, and you got to be careful about how much coffee you consume late at night, because then you don't get to go to sleep in time. And so that was probably the biggest thing. It all takes time, and when you're the head football coach, it all ends up at your doorstep and at your desk, and so. You got to be willing to, you know, there's a lot of tasks. You got to take it one bite at a time and work to achieve it and understand it takes what it takes to be successful. It costs what it costs. And this is an awesome opportunity. And the investment by this university has been made into our program. And so it costs what it costs to get the job done. And we're going to get it done.
Eli, how much can you speak to just the difference between today and a year ago? How different are you from having been a head coach this last year?
I've only got about 8 more haircuts left before I'm completely bald, and so that's one difference. You know, like I said, experience is the best teacher, right? And so I've got a year of experience of learning a roster, putting together a staff, managing people on a day-to-day basis, understanding how the organizational structure works, how we tie in academics to our everyday life, how do we tie in the student athlete's daily experience, whether it's through athletic training, through equipment, through physical training, therapy, and academics. So I've got a handle on all that. By no means do I have the book written. We're learning every single day, and I look forward to learning what's going to work best here at Mizzou, because what worked best at the last place may not work exactly the same way. And so I've got to be open-minded enough to work what works best for us here, because now it's us at Mizzou.
And how much better prepared do you feel like, I mean, if you'd been offered this job a year ago, how different would your currency be for this?
I probably wouldn't have got the same contract value. I'd probably be a little bit overwhelmed right now. And right now I just don't feel that way. I feel comfortable and calm and I feel steady. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Eli, along the same lines, have you allowed yourself to take a kind of step back, have a big picture view of what 10 years ago, you mentioned seventh grade coach, high school assistant, to where you are now, and really a fast ascent in this business?
No, I haven't. I know this, the minds of men plan the ways the Lord directs their steps. And that's something that my family and I believe in, and just trust that the Lord moves and causes direction in our life, and that's what we're doing. And so I don't, you know, there'll be at some point when I'll look back and do that, but I really am the type of person that just tackles one challenge at a time, and I really don't have time to think about what happened yesterday. I got four girls and a football program to run, so don't have a lot of time to sit back and look at the fire.
Your lovely bride said that your recruiting skills were evident the way you recruited her to get her to say yes.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate on that a little?
Well, I wasn't her first choice. I mean, let's just put it out there plain and simple. And I had to just keep, you know, I'm an underachiever, and so I just kept working. You know, I guess that's it.
You first met with them Saturday night. Obviously, you had a game to play. But can you take us, when did you know this was the job you wanted? Can you take us through however long a period of time that was?
Well, look, when the job opened, there was a lot of intrigue for me. I have family that lives close. I have a brother that lives in the state. And so, you know, there was a natural like, okay, that's the SEC. That's an intriguing job. Didn't hear, you know, from anybody, so focused on the task at hand. And then on Saturday, you know, knew that there was going to be some interest. Tried to focus on winning the game, won the game, celebrated, went to my locker and said, we'd like to meet with you. And then another message that said, we will be in Wilkesboro at this time. And so, you know, had my representation get back to them and say, yeah, I'd love to meet, and worked through the proper channels of Appalachian State, got permission from them, and then it was a whirlwind. It was a whirlwind.
I mean, when did it, was it Sunday afternoon that I know it wasn't official until this morning, but that, hey, we kind of agreed on this? Or when you felt comfortable you were taking the job?
I felt comfortable I was taking the job when they voted on me at the Board of Trustees or Curators this morning. Yeah, so, I mean, I had a peace in my spirit that this was probably going to be the right situation for us, in a piece that this was the right place for us. Whenever, you know, all the people started breaking the story, I guess they were at my house, I don't know. Sometime around Sunday, I think, you know, it was like, okay, this is probably what's going to end up happening. But, you know, this day and age, you never know until everything's done, so.
I don't know how it works when you're leaving a place, but obviously Doug Gillen spent some time here. Mm-hmm. You know, did you talk to him at all about Missouri?
Absolutely. Doug and I have a great relationship. There's an honest and trust between the both of us. And how you leave a place is just as important as how you walk into a place. And Appalachian State was great to me. They took a chance on me. Doug was unbelievable for us and for me personally and professionally. And we had several conversations about this opportunity and what the opportunity could be. And he gave me my best, and I gave him my best, and I gave that place my best for as long as I was there. And, again, I just a lot of thanks and gratitude to those players on this football team, because without them I don't have this opportunity. And so I'm thankful to them.
You talk about building the trust with the players, but I would imagine you've got to build some trust with the fan base too. There's about 55,000 people here by the end of the season. How do you go about building that trust with a fan base?
Well, one, they have to be excited about the message that we're spreading, and two, we have to put a product on the field that makes them excited to come represent the University of Missouri, and the product that says, I want to wear Mizzou football gear because they're playing in the right way. And so that's the task at hand, and we got to get it done.
How about your actual playing career? You played great school. Tell me what you did football-wise, athletically.
I played football all the way through the completion of my high school senior season. I had a torn labrum coming out of high school, had surgery, and went to Arkansas Tech. Had the opportunity. I mean, I could have walked on at Arkansas Tech, but at that point you cannot take you can't have academic scholarships and walk on and play football. And so I had to choose at that point. And at that point, I wanted to be a head high school football coach, graduated in 3.5 years with the mindset of trying to get a head coaching job in high school. And like I said earlier, the mind's a man playing the ways, the Lord directs your steps, and now I'm the head coach at the University of Missouri.
What did you have the dream of? High school wasn't enough, you wanted to get into college coaching.
I never really had the dream that I wanted to be a college coach. It was in 2010, Coach Malzahn offered me an opportunity to be a quality control at Auburn, and he came and spoke to my wife and I, and at that point my daughter was 2 months old, and we had to make a decision on whether or not we wanted to chase this dream of being a college football coach, and we chose to chase it and sold our house and moved into an apartment, and there you go.
Was that a paid position at Auburn?
Yeah, it was. It was $15,000 a year, no benefits.
That's a real leap of faith.
Yeah, yeah, sell your house. We were both teachers and sold our house, moved into an apartment, and said, it's in God's hands.
You mentioned meeting Gary Pinkel in 2009. Mm-hmm. What were kind of some of the specific things that you remember him saying that you kind of took away or have stuck with you?
Well, I actually still have. Coach Pinkel had a family covenant that his program operated on. They also had a no-excuses policy that he operated on. And there were things, the way he ran a program, that I watched and was excited about. The way he interacted with people, had a lot of coaches stay for a long time with him, which is the type of leader that I want to be, somebody that people want to be around. So those are the things that hit home with me.
When did you first hear from him in this go-round? Did he text you, or how did you first talk to Gary this time? This morning?
Yeah, today. Yep.
Did you get a chance to actually speak with him?
I haven't spoken with him yet. Yep. He's been surrounded by media, and I've been surrounded by media. But at some point, we'll move you all to the side and get a chance to shake hands.
Did you get a chance to say goodbye to the Appalachians?
I did.
Players?
I did. What, yeah. It was hard. It's probably the hardest meeting I've ever had. Obviously, there was a lot of disappointment, and I understand that. I understand that, but I also understood that this was the right moment for me. This was the right opportunity for me and my family, and it was something that I had to do. And usually when you have to do something like that, there's hard things that you have to do, and that was a hard meeting. I'm very thankful to the players that have reached out to me on through text, and I firmly believe we left Appalachian State better than we found it, and we were able to raise the bar and accomplish some things that had never been done before. And I realized that Coach Satterfield left a great foundation for me, and Coach Morley left a great foundation for me, but our staff and our team connected in a way that allowed us to win a championship and finish the season ranked 20th in the country, which has never been done before in the history of the Sun Belt Conference. And so I'm extremely proud of that, and it was hard, but it's what I needed to do in order to be here today. And I know that being here today is the right thing for me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.